did you know about Canada before you arrived?
Nothing. Nothing. Not even knowing that. And if I would have known, believe me, maybe I would have chosen Venezuela. If I would have known the harsh winters, you know, I would have become a Venezuelan, I imagine.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
It's above United States. That's all I knew. And when I came to Quebec, French, I thought it's English, you know, it was Dominion or whatever. I didn't know anything.
So some representative came to our orphanage and says, would you like to go to Canada? We'll be happy to have you. I said, yeah, by all means. So I knew very little about your country.
They just told us from Halifax that you're going to be in Montreal. Montreal, I didn't care where I go. I didn't know anything anywhere. But I knew there was a quintuplets.
The DO quintuplets, Canada's famous five little girls, are going to the big city to help the Dominion's victory loan.
Welcome to Refugee Boulevard, making Montreal home after the Holocaust. My name is Fishel Goldig. I will be guiding you around this neighborhood for the next hour. You should be standing at the Rubenstein Water Fountain at the corner of Park Avenue and Mount Royal Avenue in Jean Mons Park. If you're not at the fountain, head there now. My life really only began at age 14 when I came to Canada in 1948. Everything that came before was bad dreams and awful memories. The first few years of life in Canada were quite difficult. I was a survivor of the Holocaust, an immigrant in a new country who spoke neither English nor French. I moved into this neighborhood with my mother, who worked as a dress finisher, and my father, who worked in a rubber factory. Although I was big and strong and wanted to get a job to help out, my father would not hear of it. Instead, I was sent to study at Yeshiva Merkaz HaTorah High School. In the years following World War II, this area was a vibrant hub of Jewish life. This audio tour transports you back to that time through the stories of six Holocaust survivors who also arrived in 1948 and quickly set about remaking their lives here. Ted Bolgar, Paul Herzog, and George Reinitz were refugees from Hungary. Tommy Strasser came from Czechoslovakia, and Musia Schwartz and Renata Zeidman immigrated from Poland. As you listen, you'll be following in their footsteps, walking along the same routes they navigated during their early days in Montreal. We will visit places where newcomers gathered, made new friendships, embarked upon careers, and formed families. As we travel back to the late 1940s and early 1950s, keep in mind that these stories of war, loss, displacement, and starting over are common to many immigrant Montrealers. This has long been a place where people have come to build new lives. It's important for us to take a moment to acknowledge that where we walk today is unceded Indigenous territory traditionally cared for by the Mohawk Nation. This audio walk tells a story about settlement on this land, and we express gratitude for those who cared for it long before any of us were here. You will hear my voice intermittently providing directions and pointing out sites along the way.